Now, Telkom is actually your stock pick. Why do you like it?
It is my stock pick. So I think at the moment it's quite cheap relative to emerging market peers.
Yeah.
Its PE is around 7, which is quite cheap. Dividend yield is way up at around 8%. You know, they're breaking up the company into 5 different parts. So I think, you know, that's going to streamline the process, as well as the property portfolio called Gyro. They're looking to monetize that, you know, in some way. And also, we've got to remember, they are, in terms of fixed line operators, you know, and that kind of thing, that even more, you know, they're quite big. They've got huge infrastructure that they've built up over the years, and those aren't to be discounted.
Okay, so that's your stock pick, and we hope it's not going to be a case of cheap and nasty.
Yeah, let's hope it's not a value trap.
Cheap and not nasty. The All Share Index closed the session slightly lower, down by 0.1% today. Industrials Index was the biggest loser. It was down almost 1%, while financials edged up a touch by 0.2%. Resources had a good day, closing 1.6% in the green, all thanks to the weaker rand. And here for the markets wrap is Robert Cameron from TB Stockbroking. Robert, welcome.
Hi.
So, want to start with the rand. Further weakness, 14.30. What did the governor of the Reserve Bank have to do with all that?
So, there's an investor conference in New York this week, Lee, and basically what he was saying is that it's becoming a risk to the South African economy. $700 billion is the total of debt that South African state-owned entities have, and that's becoming a big chunk of our GDP, you know, and they're starting to get a little bit nervous, I think, around that. And I think, you know, that's in the rand, and also bonds tick down a little bit.
Yeah, and he was also saying that the way to fix the South African economy is to provide certainty on policy. Now, that would be a difficult one, wouldn't it?
Policy certainty, yes, obviously. And I think the market is very much in limbo, pending the outcome of the elective conference of the ANC in December. So, you know, and I think investors are scared to commit at this stage as well.
Understandably. So he said that he is bracing himself for downgrades from Moody's and further downgrades from S&P later this month. How bad is the outflow going to be? What's your expectation on the rand?
So if the local currency goes into sub-investment grade, some of the bond indexes aren't mandated to hold those bonds anymore, which means they will be basically mandated selling of those bonds, and, you know, like an outflow of the rand will ensue, I suppose.
You have to have a crystal ball to know how far it's going to go. It's also what happens in December, isn't it?
In a big way. So we know that Moody's has been at an unscheduled visit in the country this week, and I think we're holding our collective breath, you know, for them to at least hold off until then, you know, to see maybe if there's going to be some certainty on the horizon.
Moving on to other topics. Telkom out with earnings today. So the share price being smacked a bit, down by 6%. Those earnings were lower, down by 7%.
So the headline earnings per share was down. Revenue was down a little bit as well. I think the market reacted very negatively to it, initially positive and then negative. It seems to me like there's a little bit of a mixed feeling amongst analysts regarding these results. You know, some are seeing it as like being a bit above consensus. Others are seeing, you know, as they're not going to be able to continue, you know, in this line. So I think, yeah, it's something to keep an eye on. I think, you know, most of the bad news are priced into Telkom. We all know that they are looking to, well, the government wants to get rid of their stake, or partial rid of their stake in Telkom, and they're looking for a buyer in this. So I think once that hurdle is cleared out the way, there's going to be a little bit more certainty also regarding specifically the share price, you know, of Telkom.
Now, Telkom is actually your stock pick. Why do you like it?
It is my stock pick. So I think at the moment it's quite cheap relative to emerging market peers.
Yeah.
Its PE is around 7, which is quite cheap. Dividend yield is way up at around 8%. You know, they're breaking up the company into 5 different parts. So I think, you know, that's going to streamline the process, as well as the property portfolio called Gyro, or they're looking to monetize that, you know, in some way. And also we've got to remember they are, in terms of fixed line operators, you know, and that kind of thing, that even more, you know, they're quite big. They've got huge infrastructure that they've built up over the years, and those aren't to be discounted.
Okay, so that's your stock pick, and we hope it's not going to be a case of cheap and nasty.
Let's hope it's not a value trap.
Cheap but not nasty. Richemont, so the rich are still buying watches.
Yeah, definitely. So they said that they are up double-digit growth in terms of watches and jewelry in most of the regions that they operate in, you know, the United States, Britain, Canada, as well as Europe. So, yeah, those are good, you know, great results coming out from Richemont. It was expected, you know, by a trading statement that was released earlier. So the stock is down on the day. It could be possibly regarding the chairman, the chairman's statement that said that they, you know, like on a 1 year results, remember these were 6 months, the 1 year results won't look as good as the, you know, the 6 month.
Yeah.
So.
And if you are an investor in diamond stocks and you invested in the right stock, there was some good news for you today.
If you had Trustco shares, yes, quite good, because there's a company called Mia Mining. It's Mauritius Incorporated, but they're mining. They've got a sole mandate in Sierra Leone, a certain area there, and they discovered the world's 29th biggest diamond, 476 carats. So, yeah, that would make any woman's heart happy, I suppose.
Well, actually, it would be any investor, Robert.
Any investor, yeah. So they're looking to auction that, but quite big, you know, 29th biggest diamond.
I would say.
Not bad.
That's a rock and a half. Okay, so Mr. Price came out with a surprisingly good trading update earlier in the week. You want to comment on that stock?
So it's up about, they commented about the earnings per share up between 20 and 25%. I think it's caught the market a little bit by surprise. It went up about 8% on the day. I think it just speaks to, you know, there's pockets of growth in South Africa, and it's not all doom and gloom. I think we can be optimistic about, you know, certain sections and good management, you know, turning that story around. About a year ago, you know, Mr. Price was in, want to call it, dire straits almost, but it seems like they're turning things around nicely.
So when times are tough, I mean, that's when the good management of a company really comes into play.
Really,
and I read the integrated report, and I was quite impressed with that. So if you can infer, a good integrated report means good management.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. You know, and if I can just comment on maybe Fushini and Truworths, you know, was a similar type of scenario where, you know, Fushini had quite good results, the market liked them, Truworths maybe not so much. So, you know, good management. And I think, the SA consumer maybe isn't as dead in the water as we are sometimes led to believe.
Yeah, and let's hope on that. And of course, we're all hoping for a good Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
In so many different ways. Robert, absolutely. Thanks so much for coming in today. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Robert Cameron from Tebe Stockbroking.